Good day. I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, here to deliver your daily financial services news wrapped this Friday, August 29th, 2025. Drawing on the latest data and industry trends, we aim to support Australian consumers in navigating the insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management sectors. Our first story today centers on the slowing wage growth in Australia. With real wages remaining 6.1% below their mid-2022 peak, the Reserve Bank of Australia projects this decline may ease slightly to 5.5% by 2027. This sluggish momentum, evident in the mere 0.2% advertised salary increase in July, affects household purchasing power. Rising living costs and stunted business revenue also come into play, potentially delaying our economic recovery. Both consumers and businesses now look to the Reserve Bank for policy adjustments that might alleviate the stagnation pressures. Meanwhile, in legal news, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission is taking civil action against Equity Trustees Superannuation Limited for significant negligence failures concerning the Shield Master Fund. With approximately $160 million in retirement savings at risk, and over 5,800 consumers involved, this case has potential tectonic implications for Superfund oversight moving forward. It also sets the stage for more actions as ASIC is reportedly probing other platforms like Macquarie Investment Management. On the inflation front, the Australian Bureau of Statistics has reported that July's annual consumer price index inflation surged to 2.8%, up from June's 1.9%. This shift, prompted largely by a spike in electricity prices and travel costs, puts potential RBA rate cuts on hold. Accommodating the financial uncertainty, the RBA will prioritize economic growth and resilience under this new inflation climate. Lastly, Australian life insurance faces its own set of challenges, with group premiums for long-term benefits policies rising by 15% to 25%. Marsh Australia reports that organizations facing unfavorable claims histories, specifically law firms and insurance companies, have found insurance coverage withdrawn. This shift might prompt a move towards more cost-effective employee benefits and increased risk of underinsurance. Furthermore, mental health claims pose an ongoing burden in the income protection sector, while cancer remains a leading cause for life claims. It's important that we keep an eye on these trends as they could persist through the end of the year. That's it for today's roundup. Thank you for tuning in. For more detailed information on these stories, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you the financial news that matters. Have a great day.